With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. failing to qualify for next week's debate in Atlanta.
Host network CNN said the independent presidential candidate fell short of benchmarks both for state ballot qualification and polling. As a result, next week's debate will be solely between President Biden and former President Trump. And that's the way both campaigns want it. Both the Biden and Trump teams fear Kennedy could play a spoiler in the election, and they were hoping he wouldn't meet the criteria to join them on the debate stage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Louisiana, the first state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed the bill mandating the displays. The GOP-drafted legislation requires a poster of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font in all public classrooms from kindergarten up to state-funded colleges and universities. Also at SRNnews.com, European Union's executive arm criticizing France for running up excessive debt.
It's a stinging rebuke at the height of France's election campaign, where President Emmanuel Macron is fighting off challenges from the right and the left. France was among seven nations that were warranted by the EU Commission to face a so-called excessive deficit procedure. It is the step in a long process before any member state can be hemmed in and moved to take corrective action.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. New York's governor signing a measure that would allow parents to block their kids from getting social media posts suggested by a platform's algorithm. A move to limit feeds that critics argue are addictive. Governor Kathy Hochul signing that bill Thursday, but it does not immediately take effect. This is SRN News. A basketball coach putting his faith on display.
The Boston Celtics won the NBA title this week, and during the trophy presentation ceremony after the game, it was impossible not to notice that Joe Mazzulla had put on a t-shirt reading, quote, "But first, let me thank God." The head coach has been quietly outspoken about his faith in press conferences, recently turning a question about race into one about faith. He says he plans to celebrate the championship with a trip to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge has granted U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops temporary relief from a federal rule that would have required them to provide workers with time off and other accommodations for abortions. Judge David Joseph granted the preliminary injunction in two consolidated lawsuits, including one that was brought by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Mississippi. This is SRN News. In Oregon, 3,000 nurses on the picket lines.
They're demanding fair wages and better nurse-to-patient ratios. Hundreds of nurses carrying signs walk the lines at six Providence Medical Centers across the state. The Oregon Nurses Association says they're seeking a contract that includes competitive wages and sufficient staffing levels. The CEO of Providence, Oregon, says they've been preparing for the strike for months and have contracted with replacement workers to ensure patient care does not suffer. The strike's scheduled to run through today. John Scott reporting.
A police dog has been killed while trying to help arrest a suspect in South Carolina. A Richland County Sheriff's Department dog named Wick was struck and killed by a car when his leash broke and he chased a suspect across the highway. Officials say the investigators are still looking now for the suspect. More details at SRNnews.com.